Before we get into this episode, thanks to everyone who tuned in and supported the launch of Connecting the Dots. Shout out to the ladies of the Boss Babes Networking Group, my Jamaican listeners, and all my other listeners. I just want to let everyone know that I appreciate you for sharing Connecting the Dots podcast, whether publicly or privately, and I hope you continue to do so. Now let's do this show. Welcome to Connecting the Dots, a podcast that inspires you to create a grander and richer life by simply tweaking the way you think. My name is Natoya Campbell from TheBizChick.com, and I'm dishing out everything you need to achieve your goals faster, live a life of purpose, and make more money doing what you love. This week's episode is brought to you by The Biz Chick Lab. If you're looking to start and protect your business, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, The Biz Chick Lab offers a monthly membership that will help you protect your business with less stress and prevent costly legal mistakes. Now is the time to get enrolled, so don't miss out. Go to thebizchick.com/shop, that's thebizchick.com/shop, to get started right now. Hey, it's your girl Natoya, and welcome to a new episode of Connecting the Dots. Today, I'm going to share with you a very simple process you can use to take your bar of possibility to another level. Many persons may find it hard to wrap their head around this process, and they get very confused by it. But if you're one of such person, don't worry. Today, I'll be breaking it down for you, how it works, and how you can use it to get what you want. I'll also be sharing with you an exercise during this episode, so stay tuned for that. This simple process that I'm talking about is called visualization. We adults use the fancy term, but as kids, we would say we are imagining stuff. Now, this is a term that is now frequently used. It's nothing new, but it's a powerful way to get what you want if you know how to use it. Visualization is when you take an idea, a goal, or something that you want to achieve and imagine that you're already in possession of it or have experienced it. It somewhat allows you to embody your future self, and by that I mean you're able to see and feel what you want to experience in your life before it's actually real. You can do this two different ways, but today we are going to look at visualizing from the first person's point of view, which is when you see and experience what you want through your own eyes. It's as if you're there. Now, the goal when visualizing is to add as many different details as you can while you're in the experience. There is no such thing as too much detail. The more details, the better. So as you imagine achieving your goals, pay close attention to the details like what you see, how you feel, what you smell, what sounds you hear, even what you may be tasting. So for instance, you're visualizing the car that you want. These are the little details you will want to add as you visualize. Is it a new car or is it used? Do you see what the stitching looks like on the seat? Is the seat leather or what color is the seat? What does the dashboard look like? What color is the interior of the car? And I'm not stopping there. Like, if you can physically experience the details, then that's even better. Go to a dealership and even test drive the car that you want so you can get that image in your visual bank. Here's why that's important. When you visualize over and over, you are creating what is called a neural pathway in your brain. And as you see yourself in that new car or having that great physique that you want or the money that you want to have, whatever it is that you want, you are forming new patterns in your brain. Now, this is when the magic happens. Because as those new patterns are formed, your brain then goes to work on your behalf. What it does is to start looking for things in your physical world to match up with the experience that you created in your mind. Amazing, isn't it? Our brain is a very powerful tool. But before you reach a stage of creating, visualization helps you to reach a state of certainty, where creation is not a maybe, but it's a must. So even if before you were using words like, I wish, I think, after you go through the visualization process, If you do it right, instead of, I hope I can build a six-figure business, you'll be like, I am building a six-figure business, or I am the best real estate guru in town. Can you hear the confidence just oozing through those statements? Visualization creates certainty, and certainty increases your confidence, which opens up a whole new world and endless possibilities. Now, when you have certainty, that's an absolute belief in your potential, you take so much more action. The more action you take, the greater your results. Now, when you get those results, it's just proof, validation that you're the badass as you thought you were, which affirms your belief even more and just continues an incredible cycle of success. But when your belief is messed up, where you don't think you're good enough or you don't think it will work, you end up taking little to no action and then you get lousy results, which shreds your belief. And then that little voice is just there waiting in your head to say, you see, I told you it wouldn't work, which only reconfirms your already weak belief. And then the cycle keeps feeding itself with negativity until you are in a downward spiral. Now, some people I would say are more fortunate than others. And when I say fortunate, I mean it doesn't take anything for them to get to that place of certainty, because for them, they just don't have a choice. They have no other option than to find a way or to create one. But for others, they may need a little help, and that's where visualization comes in, to help you tap into your potential so you can take massive action. So I'll share with you now a little exercise that I learned that will give you a brief snapshot of how visualization works. I hope you really try it. When I first did it, I was like, wow. So here goes. You're going to stand facing forward with your feet together. Then you're going to raise your right hand with your index finger pointing straight out in front of you. You're going to then turn clockwise as far as you can comfortably go with your feet still remaining together. When you're as far around as you possibly can go, hold it for a few seconds and notice where your hand naturally stops, and then turn back around. You're going to drop your hands, then close your eyes. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine in your mind that your hand is coming back up again with your index finger pointing forward in front of you. You're seeing it. You're also feeling it. As you turn your hand clockwise in your imagination, imagine going back twice as far. Then you're going to come back around and drop your hands. Still with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine again your hand coming back up with your index finger pointing forward in front of you. You're seeing it. You're also feeling it, but this time, as you turn, imagine your hand going farther back than the last time. See it, feel it, and enjoy it. Then you're going to come back around and drop your hands. Now I want you to open your eyes. You're going to raise your right hand again with your index finger pointing straight out in front of you and turn as far as you can comfortably go and see what happens this time. Did you go further this time than at first when you tried? Yes or no? Well, if you did you notice that you probably turned 50% farther than you did the first time? Here's why. If you see the results multiple times before you take action, when the time actually comes for you to take action, your brain already knows the results that you want. And all it does is to take you there. Remember earlier when I mentioned that when you visualize over and over, you create a neural pathway? Well, that's what you just did. You created a neural pathway. Now, the farther back your hand went in your imagination, it left a point of reference for your brain to return to. So it took your hand right back there. Now, if you find yourself having a little difficulty using your imagination, you can correct that with a little practice. You can start by holding your hand up, take a mental snapshot of it, then close your eyes and see if you can see it. The more you practice, the better you'll get at it. Visualization is a simple exercise and a beautiful way of achieving the things you want in your life. It's a process that you can easily add to your daily routine to create the fun, luxurious life that you want to live. Now, before we get out of here, I want to hit you with one last thing. Your brain cannot help you take action unless it has a clear picture of what you want. So make sure when you're visualizing, you're adding as much details, color, luxury, life, whatever, as much details as you can, and then watch the magic happens. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks so much for listening and following along. If you like this episode, please download, leave a comment, and share it with a friend. or two. For notes and more information, check out thebizchick.com. See you on the next episode. Goodbye.